Former Republican Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is expected to address hundreds of students at Catholic University in Washington, D.C. tonight. Among the audience will be a group of student protesters. They say that Newt Gingrich's support of the death penalty is antithetical to Catholic teaching. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Sophomore Matthew Rooney was thrilled when Gingrich agreed to speak on campus. Rooney, who heads the College Republicans at Catholic University, says this follows in a tradition of conservative luminaries, Oliver North, Ed Gillespie, even Vice President Dick Cheney earlier this year. So who better than Newt Gingrich to talk to students about leadership?
Newt is a lot of our earliest political memories. I know when I was first starting to watch CNN with my father, back when I was just knee-high, it was Clinton sparring with Gingrich. I think he's somebody who can really connect to the time and place where a lot of us originated.
At first I thought, wow, this is really exciting. I mean, we have such a big-name person coming to campus. Then I really thought to myself, you know, this doesn't make any sense.
That's Patrick Brown, a junior and president of the College Democrats. Brown says the university policy is inconsistent. Gingrich, whose support of capital punishment diverges from Catholic teaching, is welcome on campus. But another public figure was not, actor and director Stanley Tucci, who was invited to speak last fall.
And he was denied because he supported Planned Parenthood at one point in time. And we feel that the speaker policy is being used one-sidedly to support more conservative issues and stuff like that because it's the hot item of the day.
If Catholic University is going to take a pro-life stand, Brown says, then it should include the death penalty. Scott Appleby, a history professor at Notre Dame, agrees.
The teaching against abortion, euthanasia, unjust war, the teaching against the death penalty are part of a seamless garment that supports the dignity and sanctity of life.
The problem with mixing faith and politics, he says, is that the two do not neatly overlap.
That's the frustration of being a Catholic in this political climate. Neither of the parties seem to have consistent policies that respect life in all its phases.
Appleby says Pope John Paul II has opposed the death penalty unequivocally. But Father Richard John Newhouse notes that John Paul has never invoked papal infallibility on that subject, as popes have with abortion.
The Church's opposition to the death penalty is qualitatively different than the questions of abortion and embryo research and euthanasia.
Newhouse, a Catholic priest and editor of the magazine First Things, is personally against the death penalty, but he says church doctrine permits execution.
The church has always, going back to Romans chapter 13 in the New Testament, allowed that the state has the authority to execute criminals in grave cases. And that's unchanged.
Students at Catholic University were also disturbed that Gingrich has admitted to having an affair, clearly something not endorsed by the church. Republican Matt Rooney gives a verbal shrug.
Well, unfortunately, if we discounted every politician that had an affair, there wouldn't be too many people coming to speak at Catholic.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.